Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to God. The song says, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise
the recording has started.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Everybody ought to praise. Oh, the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, that's just one of those old songs. Amen. Just one of those songs, glory to God, Friday night or early Saturday morning when they said, let's go back, let's go back, let's go back. Amen. Let's go back the way they did it. Amen. In the times of old, glory be to God. Amen. The song says, let's go way back in God. 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 Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just feel those songs of old. I feel them bubbling up in my soul. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On this Friday night, amen, this beginning of Sabbath on tonight, we give God thanks. We give God praise. I just feel like there's a jubilee. I feel like a celebration taking place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we give God thanks. We give God praise tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, it's nothing but the joy of the Lord. Amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Glory to God. And we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. I don't know about you people of God, but my week has been a week. And I'm glad to see this day. Hallelujah. As we enter into this time of rest. Just busy, busy, busy. Glory to God. But listen, we have come into this place together to worship him. We've come to this place from nation to nation, country to country, from all around the globe, wherever you are, whatever time this broadcast is resting upon your ears, we are here together, and we come to worship him. Hallelujah. Oh, worship him. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Whoa, so let's lift up holy hands and give the Lord a praise and worship him. Let us lift up holy hands and give the Lord a praise and worship him. Let us lift up holy hands and give the Lord a praise and worship him. Oh, 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 let us worship him. Jesus Christ, let us worship him. Jesus Christ, let us worship him. Jesus Christ, Our Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, our Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, our Lord, whoa, our Lord, whoa, our hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and let's lift him on tonight. Let's bless him tonight. Glory to God. Let's bless him. Let's bless him on tonight. Glory to God. Let us not miss this moment. Let us not miss this Kairos moment on tonight. This moment, glory to God, he's moving by his spirit. He's moving by his presence on tonight. And we don't want to miss him on tonight. Glory to God. So come on and let's lift up holy hands under him on tonight. Glory to God. Father, we bless you tonight. We bless you. We thank you. We glorify you tonight. Father, we bless your precious name, for you're worthy. You're worthy of the honor. You're worthy of the praise. You're worthy of the glory on tonight. And we come this night, oh God, we come to bless your name. We come to bless you. We come to magnify you. We come to extol you on tonight. We come, oh, glory be to God, to make your name great. For you're great and you're greatly to be praised. And for this we give you thanks, and for this we give you praise on tonight. Father, we bless you now. We bless you now. We bless you now. We bless you now. Oh, glory to God. Father, we say unto tonight, come, oh God, hallelujah. Father, come into this place. Come, oh God, we welcome you in on tonight. We welcome you into these, oh, glory to God, these earthen vessels on tonight. Father, we say tonight, make yourself known. We say on tonight, oh God, to take your abode, for you inhabit the praises of your people. And we come tonight to bless you, Father. We come to bless you. We come to glorify you in thy precious name, oh God. And tonight, 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 oh God, tonight, 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 Father, we shall have your way. We shall have your way in the midst of us. Have your way, glory to God, among us on tonight. Father, we shall have your way, glory to God. We shall have your way on tonight. Father, for wheresoever you lead us, however you lead us, oh, glory to God, we shall follow. And we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. Father, we're asking that you will look upon us tonight. Look upon us, your people. Look upon us. We are your people. And the sheep of your pastor. And Father, we shall look upon us tonight and have your way. Glory to God. We shall have your way on tonight. We're asking you to forgive us of sin on tonight. Forgive us of iniquity. Pardon iniquity on tonight. In thy precious name, glory. Abba, Father, we're asking you on tonight, oh God, to create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Renew a righteous spirit. Renew the spirit of truth within us, oh God, the spirit of love, the spirit of life, oh God, renew within us on tonight, in thy precious name, oh God. Father, we're asking you tonight to revive us. We're asking you tonight to restore us. We're asking you tonight to strengthen, oh God, according to your might, according to your power. We're asking you tonight, oh God, we're asking that you do a new thing. We're asking you to do a new thing among us tonight, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight, oh God, to make us ready, to make us ready, oh God, to make us ready for your word, to make us ready, oh God, oh God, to hear what you will say unto us, we pray in thy precious name, oh God. Oh, glory to God, we come tonight, Father, but we heed the call on tonight to come up hither, oh God, and we're proud, oh God, we position ourselves tonight, oh God, to hear what you will say unto us, your people, and for this we thank you, huh? Yeah, glory to God, tonight, tonight, see. Oh, Father, grant it tonight. Do it tonight. Move tonight. In thy precious name, glory. Hey, God, we're asking you tonight. We're asking that you will meet needs on tonight. Meet needs on tonight. Father, somebody needs a miracle. Somebody needs a blessing tonight. Oh, Father, tonight, tonight. Father, this night, Father, right now, oh, Father, move. Move, oh, God, for you. Oh, God, you're still creating miracles. You're still, Father, you're yet healing. You're yet delivering. And you're yet setting free. Father, tonight, glory to God. Move tonight. Move. Hey, God, and tonight, Father, move as only you can. Oh, God, creative miracles. Creative miracles tonight. In thy precious name, oh, yeah, God. In thy precious name, oh, God. Father, and somebody tonight, oh, God, needs to be sanctified. Somebody tonight needs to be saved. Father, we're asking that you will save on tonight. Father, save to the utmost. Save to the uttermost tonight. In thy precious name, oh, God, unplug the ears on tonight. Cause them to hear your voice. Cause them to hear your call. In thy precious name, oh, global fire. Oh, God, cause them to hear your voice on tonight. Father, not only to hear, oh, Father, but to heed on tonight. Father, we're asking you to save tonight. Save Jesus. Oh, God, save your people tonight. Save from sin. Save from destruction. Save from premature death. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, save tonight. Hey, God, somebody, oh, God, is about to make the wrong decision. Oh, Father, but intervene on tonight. Father, intervene on tonight, we pray. Oh, God, and save, save, save. Oh, God, save and deliver tonight. Father, do it as only you can. Father, and tonight, tonight, fill with your precious Holy Ghost. Let there be another Pentecost in the earth on tonight. Let there be another Pentecost. Oh, glory to God in the now. Let there be another infilling. Let there be another outpouring. Hey, shut to the Most High. In thy precious name, oh, God, for those that wait, oh, God, in the name of Abba, those that are calling upon your name, those that are calling upon your name, Father, we say, oh, God, for they shall be saved. And we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for doing it. We're thanking you for blessing on tonight. Thank you for moving in relationships on tonight. Thank you for moving in marriages on tonight. Thank you for moving in business relationships on tonight, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Father, give your people a reprieve, oh, God, and bind the hand of the enemy. Father, we bind the hand of the enemy. We bind the works of the enemy tonight. In thy precious name, oh, God. In thy precious name, oh, God. And we're thanking you for clarity tonight. Thank you for clarity, oh, God, that your people will see, that your people will understand, that your people will know your divine will. We thank you tonight. We thank you for lifting tonight. We thank you for lifting heavy burdens. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Cause your people to feel lifting now. Cause your people to feel lifting right now. Almost higher. In the name of my say, say, hey. Oh, God, in that precious higher. In that precious name, oh, God, Father, move in the winds. Father, move as only you can. Father, do an unusual thing. Father, do Father, take us higher. Take us higher in you, Lord. Take us higher in you. Father, take us beyond ourselves. Take us beyond what we think we know. Oh, God, into your universal and your everlasting kingdom. Father, you have your way tonight. Have your way. Hey, hey. Have your way tonight. Oh, God, it's our cry on tonight. Father, you have your way. Oh, God, cause us to embrace you. Cause us to embrace your presence as never before. Cause us to embrace you. Oh, God, cause us to embrace your love. Cause us to embrace your effort. episode tonight. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Hallelujah. God. Father, call someone to heed the call on tonight. For deep calling unto deep. Oh, glory to God. And we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for filling. We're thanking you yet again, Father, for outpouring. We're thanking you for your word on tonight. We're thanking you for your messenger on tonight. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. Oh, glory. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for your predestination for this hour. We bless you. We thank you now. Now, Father, we're asking that you would strengthen your servant, strengthen your manservant on tonight. Breathe upon him, glory to God. Breathe. Woo, God, breathe on tonight. Father, we pray in thy precious name. Oh, God, and strengthen. Strengthen only you can. And, Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we give you honor. We give you glory on tonight. We thank you for we glorify you on tonight. We glorify you on tonight. Father, we say that will be done. Thy kingdom come in the earth. Thy kingdom come in us. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. We thank you for your kingdom expression, oh God. Oh God, we say have your way. And Father, for this we give you glory. We give you thanks and we give you praise. As sons of God, we do bow the head of the enemy. We bring his every work to naught. Every work, his every thought, we bring it down in the name of in the name of Jesus. And Father, for this we thank you. Father, for this we glorify you. We magnify you now. Father, we love you. Glory to God. Teach us, oh God. Teach us how to love you more. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. In thy precious name, oh God, Father, hide us behind your precious cross. Father, cover us in your shed blood. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. God, we give you praise. We declare, we decree tonight, there shall be no backslash. There shall be no retaliation. There shall never be Moshe. There shall be no overturning, oh God, for what you do in the lives of your people. Father, we thank you for victory. We thank you, power. We thank you tonight for you've made us overcomers. And for this, we give you praise. For this, we give you honor. For this, we give you glory tonight. In thy precious name, Jesus, hallelujah. Yes, God, hallelujah. Woo, glory, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Woo. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Woo, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Master, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody just bless the Lord tonight. Just bless him. Hallelujah. Bless him in this moment. Bless him in this moment. Woo, bless him. Oh, glory to God. Bless him in this moment. In this moment. In this moment. Glory to God. Just bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him in this moment on tonight. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. We hear the Lahaya. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord tonight. Glory to God. The psalmist says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Let us exalt his name together. Woo-hoo-hoo! Let us then agree and exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord. We bless him. We bless him tonight. Hallelujah. We bless him tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just this little song of praise. Amen. Says glory to God. God is already here. Can't you feel his presence? He's already here. All you got to do is open up your heart, for God is already here. Oh, God is already here. Can't you feel his presence? He's already here. All you've got to do is open up your heart, for God already here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Somebody ought to just give the Lord a smile right there. Hallelujah. Just right there. Just give him a smile like you appreciate him. Just give him a smile like you just love him. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Just give him a hug. Just hug you. Hug yourself, but you're really hugging him, the Christ on the inside. Glory to God, and we bless the Lord tonight. Glory be to God. We're going to ask on tonight, Sister Mary, if she would come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If she would come and give us our scripture reading on tonight. God bless you, Sister Mary.
I'm giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer wards, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 103rd Psalm, the 1st to the 12th verse. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. The Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sin, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. I have read to you the 103rd Psalm, the 1st through the 12th verse. May God have blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you tonight. God bless you, people of God. We thank God for you tonight. Amen. We thank the Lord. Amen. For what God is doing tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. All you got to do, your heart, he's already here. Amen. He's already here. We honor our Lord tonight. We honor our leaders tonight. We honor our officials tonight of the PNN. We honor you tonight on this Prayer News Network. And we say tonight, all you have to do is open up your heart for God is already here. Listen, people of God, whatever you need tonight, put it on your heart. Open up your heart on tonight. Glory to open up your heart on tonight. Open it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. As they say, no holds barred on tonight. For we believe that there's a word from the Lord on tonight. And tonight, people of God, we thank God for what he's done to this point. We thank him for what he's doing. We thank him for his divine orchestration on tonight. We want you to get your pencil on tonight. Get your pen, your paper, your pad, whatever you need on tonight. For surely there is a word from the Lord. And tonight, people of God, we are going up to Atlanta, Georgia, by way of Applied Word Ministries. We thank God for this man of God. Glory be to God. Amen. With his longstanding commitment to be here with us on Friday night, amen, and we are thanking the Lord for his commitment, for his dedication on tonight, and we just want to tell you, all you got to do is open up your heart, for God is already here, amen. People of God, tonight we want you to receive God's messenger tonight, none other than Minister Craig Cannon. God bless you, man of God. Just press star 6 and come on over to the platform. God
praise
bless you.
God.
Praise him.
Praise God. Praise you, Lord God. Father, we just bless you, Lord. We just bless your name, Lord God. We give you honor and glory and praise, Lord God. Thanksgiving, Lord God. We just thank you for what you're doing in our lives each and every day, Lord God. Father, we just bless your holy name, Father. We bless your holy name. Thank you for the Lord, our Lord Jesus, who died on the cross, Father. It's through his blood, Lord, and by his blood, Lord God, that we have a blood-bought right to come into your presence this day, Lord God. It's through and by the blood of Jesus, we have a blood-bought right to call you Abba, Father. May your name be sanctified, Lord, set apart, praised, and adored, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for this another opportunity, Lord God, to come together and minister to these your sheep. I thank you, Lord God, that revelation knowledge, the unveiling, the revealing of your word will flow freely, uninterrupted, Lord, and unhindered by any evil, satanic or demonic force, Lord. Father, I pray that you and you alone will speak through my vocal cords, Lord, and think through my mind. Father, let it be none of me and all of you. I empty myself so that you can fill yourself in me, Lord God. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. Have your way on this line. Move up and down every row. Touch every heart, set free, and deliver. And we give you all honor and all glory and all praise, Father. For you alone are God, the mighty God, the awesome God, and your mercy endure forever. And we ask all these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, praise God, people of God. Thank you for another opportunity on Friday tonight. We're going to go all the way back. Holy Spirit laid on my heart that one of the things that he blessed me with has been this teaching. And God wants us to go back to the beginning. He wants me to begin at the very beginning of the scriptures and begin to go throughout the scriptures and teach his word. And he told me, he said, son, go back to the beginning. A lot of people have never even opened the Bible, never even looked at it. They have it, but they don't look at it. And God is saying the word is near you. this word that we preach is near you and close to your heart. So for those of you who have Bibles, pull them out. Pull them out right now and just open them up, and you can open them up to the very first page in Genesis. And tonight, we're going to take another look at creation. We're going to see the awesomeness of God and get some understanding of how God started all of this. And we're going to start in the first chapter in Genesis, point out some things that you may have never seen. And we're going to go from Genesis throughout that chapter over the next several weeks. And we're just going to teach the word from the beginning all the way from Genesis to Revelations as the Spirit of God leads us. So let's go back to Genesis, and as Genesis says, verse 1, chapter 1, in the beginning, God. Stop right there. Everything begins with God, and everything is going to end with God, because God started it all. This thing of humanity, God started this. He's created everything that we see. Everything. And let's look at how he created it. And I'm going to ask you all to use your imagination for a second. We're going to do some interactive things tonight where we exercise our imagination, something God has given us, imagination. That word imagination begins I-M-A-G, image. Got to give you images. Imagination is something that's very powerful that God has given us as a gift. And we've got to learn to use it in the right way, just like all the other gifts he's given us, our emotions. It's okay to have anger, happiness, joy, but we've got to learn to use these tools in the right way, because God gave them to us for a purpose and a reason. There's nothing God does without a purpose. And everyone on this line, God has a purpose for your life. You were created, you were born in this world for a purpose and an assignment that God has for you. And it's up to you to find that assignment, and you'll find that assignment in his word. Chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The heaven and the earth. I want you to circle those two things, the heaven and the earth. You can circle God and underline created. So God, being the subject, is the one who created. And what did he create? He created heaven and he created earth. Heaven and earth. And the earth was without form and void. So this earth God created was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. I want you all to circle that word, the earth. The earth was without form, underlined without form and void and darkness. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And, now I really want you to put a circle around this, the Spirit of God. Look at that. The Spirit of God, that's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was here doing creation. And we see God the Father, and now we see God the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit of God moved. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So now we just got something else that's been thrown in there. The waters. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Other translations said the Spirit of God hovered upon the face of the waters. And if you close your eyes and get an imagination of that, if you would think about the ocean, and that's the ocean. You can't see down in the ocean. It's dark underneath there when you look down. Can't see. It's not transparent that you can just look down in there and see everything that's going on. But the Spirit of God is hovering above the face of the water. The face of the water is the top of the water. And God said, now watch God's first words that he's going to speak. Let there be light. Let there be light. The first few words God spoke was, let there be light. Shows you the importance of light. The one thing you can tell you about light, what does light do? Light does three things. Light shines, light exposes, and light reveals. Light shines, light exposes, and light reveals. As soon as you cut the light on in a room, it's going to shine. It's going to expose everything in that room. It's going to reveal everything that's in that room. You cut the lights off, it's dark. If you're in a room that's dark, you can be bumping into things that you don't even know what it is. But as soon as the light comes, the darkness leaves. Look at that. As soon as the light comes, the darkness leaves. God tells us later in the scriptures that we are the light of the world. Just remember that. We are the light of the world. So even in the midst of the darkness in the world, things that are going on, we are light. And we are the ones, as the light of Christ on the inside of us shines, exposes, and reveals. It brings truth to situations and circumstances. So you're light. Never forget that. You are light. You're the light of the world. And God saw the light, said, let there be light, and there was light. Look at that. God said it, then he saw it. He literally spoke it into existence. God said it, and then he saw it. God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Now, we already know darkness is there because it said it verse 2. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. So the Spirit of Lord is, the Spirit of God was hovering upon the face of the waters, but darkness was upon the face of the deep. The deep. Down in that deep, underneath the water, is the deep, and it was dark. And that's the way it is now. If you look in an ocean, the further you go down, the darker it gets. Why? Because you're moving away from the light. The light's up there on the surface, and you're going down in the ocean, and it's getting darker and darker. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. But the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. So now God is doing some division. He's separating the light from the darkness. Look at that. The light from the darkness. Okay? And God called the light. Now God's getting ready to call. So let's go back. Let's look at everything that God is doing. Verse 1, God created. Look at your Bible. Verse 2, God said. What did he say? What he said, he saw. Verse 3, God saw. So God can create, God can speak, and God can see. Verse 4, God can divide. God divided the light from the darkness. Look at all these traits and characteristics of God. God can create, God can say something. God can create, God can speak, God can see, God can divide. And finally, in verse 5, God can call. God can call. He called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Look at that. The evening and the morning was the first day. So a day goes from evening the morning. Isn't that interesting? And the evening and the morning was the first day. And God said, okay, God's about to speak again, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Okay. So I want you all to close your eyes and get a picture of this. Here God created this earth, and it was void and formless, right? And this, watch this, this earth that God has created, I believe is submerged underwater. And the Spirit of God is hovering upon the face of the water, and there's darkness down underneath the water, and God's got to do something now. He's got to do something. This, I believe this earth is under the water, and the Spirit of God is hovering upon this. So you imagine this blob of water. There's an earth underneath the water. Spirit of God is hovering above the water, and God is seeing darkness on the face of the deep. Now God is saying, okay, I got to make light to divide this light from darkness. And the light he's going to call it day, and the darkness he's going to call it night. But God creates this light day, and God creates this darkness night. And this is the first thing God did in creation. The evening and the morning was the first day. So get a picture of this. Now look at verse 6. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Now, what is that? I want you all to imagine a, I'm going to give you all a picture here. Imagine you have, let's say, a baseball. And this baseball is in a huge glass of water. So you can see the baseball underneath the water from the outside. You actually can see it in that glass of water. And as you go deeper in the water, if you were looking at it from the top, it's dark. So you can't really tell it. I'm not saying look at it from the side, but look at it from the top. But the Spirit of God is up there hovering above the face of the water. Now, this baseball, even a baseball has a round form, but this thing doesn't have form. It doesn't have form. So God is saying, you know what? I've got to separate the water from the water. So God, first of all, he's got to create day, and he's got to create night, right? He calls the light. He says, let there be light. There was light. God saw that the light was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. So he's going to separate light from darkness. That's that deep down underneath the ocean. He's separating it out. And he says, the evening and morning, first day, then he says, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. So imagine if you could stick something in the midst of that water that's going to separate the water on top from the water on the bottom. So if you could stick something in that glass of water with that earth and you separate the water on top from the water on the bottom, that means that baseball is going to be dry because now you cut the water off up above it, but it's still sitting down in the water that's below it. But the water up above it is cut off. That's what the firmament is. That's the sky. That's what we see when we look up. We see the sky. That word firmament. So let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. And what I mean by the midst of the waters, he took this firmament to separate the waters, to separate the waters above from the waters below. I hope you all can see this. If you imagine, have a good imagination like I do, I see it. The waters up above, so it was like he created this sky to separate the waters that are above from the waters that are below. The waters that are below are down there where the earth is at. So let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let, look at this, let it divide the waters from the waters. There it is. He's dividing the water from the water. It's like you come in and you split that water up. If you think about it on land, a dam holds back water and keeps it from flowing forward. But everything downstream continues to flow, but it's not allowing all that other water. So if you flip that and think about the sky is what's keeping that water above from coming down to that water below. And that sky is called a firmament. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament. See that? From the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. Now look at that. He called it heaven. He called the firmament heaven. A lot of people will probably, you have to really get into the word. But there's a scripture in the Bible that talks about the heaven of heavens. So this heaven he's referring to is the first heaven, which is considered the sky or the atmosphere. I'm here to tell you the scriptures will bear this out. The second heaven is going to be where there's outer space. And the third heaven will be the heaven of heavens, which is beyond outer space, which is where the throne of God is at. Now, we are on the earth. So the only heaven that we can see from our perspective of standing on the earth is when we look up in the sky. That's the first heaven. And God called the firmament heaven, verse 8, and the evening and the morning were the second day. I almost sometimes wish I could show you all this. I wish I was, I mean, imagination is one thing, but I have a globe that I have here. And I can prove to you what I'm saying is what the scriptures is bearing out. And that globe is a representation of the earth. And sticking that globe in some water, having the water up above it, having the water below it, and then dividing that water up above it by maybe putting an umbrella over it, putting an umbrella over the globe. And if you pour, as I'm pouring water over the umbrella, it's not going to get down to the earth. Of course, it's going to come on the sides, but that's keeping the sky up above the earth. That's the best way I can show it to you. So God divided the waters above from the waters below. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, verse 9, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together in one place. So now God is going to take the water that's underneath that firmament, and he's going to pull them together in one place. He's pulling all this water together in one place. And as he does this, the earth is going to appear, which confirms my saying that the earth was underneath water. And God said, let, verse 9, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land, look at this, earth. He called the dry land earth. So the first thing he does is divide the water above from the water below, right? With a firmament, with a heaven, with a firmament, with the sky. And then he gathers together all that water underneath together, and he calls that seas. Verse 10, and God called the dry land earth, God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. Look at that. God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the water he called seas. Now, today we wouldn't call them seas. We would call them oceans. The Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, the Indian Ocean, all these oceans. The God gathered all that water together, and then the dry land appeared. Now, if you look at a map, you will see all these oceans, but then you will see land. If you look at a map, you'll see that all these oceans are all around, but there's dry land appearing in the midst of these oceans. Scientists believe all this dry land was at one point, all together. And certain things happen on the earth that cause it to separate. You have the continents, North America, South America over here, Europe, Asia, Australia, Antarctica, and Africa. But at some point, they were all one big glob of dry land. See? That's the dry land that was appearing. God had to gather all that water together so that the dry land could appear. And God said, and God called the dry land earth, and the gathering of the waters he called seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth grass, I want you to put a circle around, let the earth bring forth grass. So now we know that earth is dry land because he just said that. He called the dry land earth. Verse 10, God called the dry land earth. And God said, let the earth being this dry land, bring forth grass. Remember that. The earth is bringing something forth here. Let the earth bring forth grass. The herb yielding seed and the fruit tree yielding fruit. So the earth is going to bring forth grass, number one. The earth is also going to bring forth the herb yielding seed that yields seeds. Herbs that yield seeds. Get that in your mind. Herbs that yield seeds. And the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself. Now look at that. So the earth brought forth, it brought forth grass, it brought forth herb yielding seed, and it brought forth a fruit tree yielding fruit. And then he gives a further description of the fruit tree after his kind, whose seed is in itself. Look at the wisdom of God, whose seed is in itself. Circle it. We're talking about a fruit tree, because that was the last thing he described, whose seed is in itself. Every fruit, I'm here to tell you, every fruit on this planet has a seed in it. And that seed is the seed to that fruit. Watermelons have watermelon seeds. Apples have apple seeds. Oranges have orange seeds. Even tomatoes, which some people would say, that's not a fruit, that's a vegetable, depending on who you are. But it has a seed in itself. Whether you call it a fruit or a vegetable, God would define that as a fruit because it has a seed in itself. Every fruit has a seed in itself, right? Every fruit has a seed in itself. Even, watch this, even a human. Remember how God at one point said, I will bless the fruit of your womb? Every fruit has a seed in itself. See, watermelons. Seeds make watermelons. Apple seeds make apples. Orange seeds make oranges. Human seeds make humans. Look at that. Therein lies the wisdom of God, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. So remember that. Whose seed is in itself. A fruit has a seed in itself. And the earth brought forth grass. Now look. God said it, and now he's getting ready to see it. And there it is again. Everything God says, he sees. He speaks it into existence. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. That's the exact same verse as verse 11. Except in verse 11, God is saying it, and in verse 12, God is seeing it. It's actually happening, what they call manifesting. Is becoming real in this reality. And God saw, what did he see? He saw what he said. God saw that it was good. There it is again. God describes it as good. And the evening and the morning was the third day. So we're in the third day of creation now. God is speaking these things into existence. And God is also showing us description of creation. And the evening and the morning was the third day. Verse 14. And God said, watch this, let there be light in the firmament. What is the firmament? The firmament is the sky of the heaven. So think about it. Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Does that not confirm what he said up in verse 4? God divided the light from the darkness, and the light, verse 5, the light he called day, and the darkness he called night. Look at that. Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day, which is light, from the night, which is darkness, and let them be for signs, circle for signs, for seasons, for days, and for years. So God set all these lights up here in this firmament. All right? He's setting these lights up in these firmaments. And these lights are for signs. They are for seasons. They are for days. And they are for years. That's what they are up there for. They're up there for you to tell. They're up there for you to show you the seasons. They're up there to show you the days, and they're up there for you to track the days, and they're up there for you to track the years. All those lights in the sky, that's what they're up there for. God purposed them for that reason. Remember, we started this out that God has a purpose for everything. And he just told you these lights was purposed for signs, for seasons, for days, and for years. As you get through your Bible, you're going to see a scripture in the Bible later on that says that the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. The heavens. So the next time you're outside and you look up in the sky, whether it's day or night, I want you to think about those lights that are up there. Those lights are for signs, they're for seasons, they're for days, and they're for years. And see, even mankind doesn't even realize, you know, everything we do in the earth is based on time, right? We're born at a certain time. We eat at a certain time. We sleep at a certain time. We go to work at a certain time. We do all these things based on time. We're born at a certain time. We're going to die at a certain time. Everything we do is based on time. And that time is based on what? That light in the sky called the sun. The sun is up for so long. And then it goes down, and then it comes back up, and then it goes down, and then it comes back up. The sun rises and the sun sets. The sun rises and the sun sets. God has created this cycle, this endless cycle that humanity has been using for thousands of years for signs, for seasons, for days, and for years. Look at that. Days are based on time. Years are based on time. Seasons are based on time, too. You know, we have something we call four seasons, fall and summer. The four seasons, fall, winter, spring, and summer. All those are based on time. And that time is based on that sun doing its cycle and that moon doing its cycle. See, that's the wisdom of God. I'm here to tell you, God is awesome. So, scientists think they created all this stuff. No, God created this in the very beginning. We have discovered what God has created. That's all it is. All we do is discover what already exists. Remember, we don't create anything. We can't create anything because there's only one creator. And to create means you got to create something from nothing. We can't do that. Only God can do that. That's why he is the creator. There is no other. For signs, for seasons, for days, and for years. Keep reading, verse 15. I want to give you all a fuller understanding of creation because as you understand creation, you'll begin to understand the awesomeness, the sovereignty, the all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-wise God that we serve. You understand that there is an order to everything, and God put that order intact in the very beginning. Verse 15, jump to verse 15. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven. Them, the signs, the season, the days, and the years. How do I know that? Because there's a colon after years. In verse 14. Let's go to verse 14 and 15. I'm going to read it again. Excuse me. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven. Let there be lights, plural, not singular, lights. Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day and the night. Those lights in heaven divide the day and the night. That's what they're up there for. And they're also for signs, for seasons, for days, and for years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. So God placed these lights up here to give light upon the earth. Look at that. Those lights were placed up there to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And watch this. And God made two great lights. Now, and some of you all, I wish I was there to see each of you all. You could guess what those two great lights are, the sun and the moon. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, that would be the sun, and the lesser light to rule the night, that would be the moon, and he made the stars also. I'm going to give you guys something that you probably have never thought about, and by the Holy Spirit just gave it to me just then. All right? Where I'm at right now in Atlanta, it's dark outside. It's nighttime, right? It's nighttime. But if I go outside, there's still some light shining on the earth. Even if I take away all of the electricity and these lights that come from homes, there's still some light shining on the earth. The light from the moon, the light from the stars is still shining, even though it's dark outside. It's nighttime. It's nighttime. That's the lesser light to rule the night. But the greater light rules the day, which is the sun. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Look at that. He made the stars also. So we didn't just have the moon and the sun. We also got the stars. And those stars are vast in the heavens. They're scattered out all over the earth. And God set them. Look at that. God set. So we know God can see, create. God can make. And now God can set. These are the characteristics of God. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. So God put them up there. I'm going to put the moon over here. I'm going to put the sun. Yeah, I'm going to put the stars up here too. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. To rule over the day and the night and to divide the light from the darkness. Look at that. The purpose of the sun and the moon, that's what they were purposed for, to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. That's what God purposed them for. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning was the fourth day. See, we're taking a different look at creation. We're looking at it from the perspective of what was actually happening. And we're also taking creation and looking and observing what's in our world today. And we will see the awesomeness of God. It says the heavens declare the glory of God. God's creation is all around us. That's why I think in Proverbs it says that a fool is a man who says in his heart, there is no God. You got to be a fool if you didn't look around and see all this stuff that's been created. And it's purposed and it goes in a cycle. The sun sets and the sun rises and has done that ever since creation, but God's word won't return void. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day, verse 19. Verse 20, the waters, now watch this, I want you to circle this, let the waters bring forth. Now we know the earth brought forth in verse 11. Now the water is getting ready to bring something forth. Look at that. So the earth can bring forth and the water can bring forth. Keep that in mind. Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life and the fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of the heaven. Look at that. So the water is going to bring forth the moving creature that has life. But here's something interesting. The water is also going to bring forth the fowl that fly above the earth. So the water brought forth all those fishes out there, those fish that are out in the ocean. But the water also brought forth the birds. Look at that. The fowl that may fly above the earth. Where are they flying? They're flying in the sky or the firmament of heaven. The first heaven being the sky. The sky is the firmament. That's what's dividing that water up above us from that water that's below us. And in that sky, up there in that firmament, he set these lights. He can put the sun, the moon, and the stars also. Get a picture of that. If you wanted to draw it out and you had a scratch sheet of paper, I would draw a circle. And then I would draw another little circle on the inside. At the bottom of that circle, I would have the earth, that dry land, and I'd have some little puddles that would be the seas gathering together. And that first little circle up there above, I would put tidal firmament, because and up above that outer circle is water. I would put me some little waves of water up there. Because that thing is blocking that water up above from the water below. God gathers all these little puddles up, call them oceans, the seas, and then this dry land appears. If this dry land appeared, when he gathered them, that means that dry land was obviously underneath the ocean, which means it was submerged underneath the ocean. And God says, you know what, let me just gather all this stuff together, okay? I'm going to gather it together. And see, we're gonna dig deeper into this as we go through Genesis. You're going to see how God flooded the earth during Noah's flood now. Because, see, he had to open up some windows up there in the firmament to let some of that water above come back down and then let some of that water underneath come up, and now you got a flood. That's why the earth had to be flooded. But that's another sermon that's further down when we get into Noah. When we get into Noah, because that's why God had to have him build the ark. Because that dry land was no more. It was now flooded. So he had to be on this boat to float up above all this stuff that was flooded. God had to wipe it. We'll go into Noah later. Praise God. Now it understands the windows of heaven. The windows of heaven. See? In that firmament, probably some windows are holding that water back. You open those windows, that water's going to come down. So get a picture of it, word picture. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly, verse 20, the moving creature that hath life and the fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. Now here go the moving creatures. And God created great whales. Look at that. God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly. But look at that. God created it, which the waters brought forth abundantly. After their kind, and every winged fowl, and God saw that it was good. See, when God says after their kind, you all ever heard the term mankind? See, mankind is after man. But these different animals are after their kind. That's what he's saying. These are different species. These are that, and we'll get into human, man. I think I taught on this in one of my earlier messages. The word man doesn't mean male. We always tend to think man is male. No. When God is referring to man, he's talking about human or mankind or man the species. That species can be male or female. So male and female is the sex of that species. It can be male or female. But man, don't ever confuse man with male. And that's a common misconception. And for years I did that until the Holy Spirit showed it to me. And there's a scripture in the Bible in Genesis that I'll show you that proves what I'm saying. And I had to ask the Lord to show it to me. The Lord showed it to me, and I was like, okay, now I get it, Lord, Holy Spirit. And God, verse 22, and God blessed him, saying, pause. And God blessed him, saying, and God blessed him, saying. I said that three times for a reason. How did God bless them? He said something. You get that? And God blessed them, comma, saying, you get ready to bless them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. God blessed them, saying. So when God can say something that'll bless you. I don't think y'all got that. God can say something that'll bless you. He just said this to, he told them, be fruitful. And he's talking to these animals now. Be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth. Fill the water in the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. He's talking to these animals. Remember, man, human, hadn't been made yet. Human hadn't been made yet. Look, we're on day five. Man hadn't been made yet. Keep listening. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. There it is. We just completed the fifth day. So on the fifth day, he's blessing them, and he's telling them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth, there it is again, the earth get ready to bring something forth. Verse 24. Go back to verse 11. Verse 11 said, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind. Verse 24 says, let the earth bring the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind, and it was so. Now, these are the animals that are walking on the earth. Everything that walks on the earth, watch this, was brought forth from the earth. Good God Almighty, did you hear that? Everything that walks on the earth was brought forth from the earth. Think about that. Brought forth from the earth. The earth bringing this forth. And not just that, not just things that walk, because we see here that the trees also. But I'm talking about animals now, all these animals that are earthly animals. Not the animals that came out of the ocean, because they were brought forth from the waters. Hence, just to show you, now here goes, thank you, Holy Spirit, the wisdom of God. That's why a fish can't survive on land. Because that fish is outside of its element. He's not in the environment from which he was made. He can breathe fine in water. He can swim around, but as soon as you take him out of that water, you've taken him out of his atmosphere and put him in another atmosphere from which he was not made. So he cannot survive long in that atmosphere. Okay, let's do the flip of that. How long do you think we can survive on the water? Throw us in the water and see how long we're going to survive. Unless we got some gear, you know, some oxygen tanks and all that. And eventually that's going to run out. Because we were not made in that water. You see what I'm saying? Fish was made. They were designed after their kind in that water. We was created from the land, and you'll see that later on. Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, the cattle and the creeping thing and the beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. All those animals, all those elephants, those lions, those tigers, those bears, those kangaroo, those horses, even the creeping things, those bugs and those insects, all that stuff came from the ground. It was brought forth from the ground after their kind. And God saw, and God made the beast of the earth after his kind, the cows and the cattle. And cattle is just not just cows. It can be cattle. I think you also have cattle like buffalo can be called cattle too. Other things are called cattle. Most of the time, we just refer to cattle as cows, but that's not always the case. Kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth, that would be the insects, the bugs, or whatever, after his kind, and God saw that it was good. So that was the fifth day, right? The fifth day. Oh, excuse me, in the evening, morning, I mean the sixth day. We're starting the sixth day, because verse 23 says it ended the fifth day. So now we're in the sixth day. We're in day six. Look at what's happening in day six. The earth is going to bring forth, verse 24, creatures after his kind, the cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth after his kind, and it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind and the cattle after their kind and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. We're still in day six. And God said, here we go. Here we go. Circle us. Let us, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, let us make man in our image. Okay? Let us, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, the three, let us make man in our image. So if we're gonna be made in his image, then we know there's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So God is a Trinity. For lack of a better term, three parts, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. You can say three functions if you want to understand it from a human common sense standpoint. I am a husband to my wife. I am a son to my parents. I am a father to my daughter. But I am still who I am, Craig. Three parts. He says, let us make man in our image. If we're going to be made in his image, if he's three parts, then we got to have three parts. After our likeness, and let them, look at that. He says them. He's referring to man, them. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air. Now, why would he refer to them as them? Because he refers to himself as us. It would have been kind of crazy to say us and then say him when we're made in his image, said them. Now, you can read that both ways. You can say, well, maybe he's talking about them, meaning a whole lot of people. This is correct, but I don't think that's what he meant in this case. I believe he meant let them, meaning us, because they're made in our image, and we're made of three parts, then them got to be made of three parts. Let them have dominion, meaning man. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. Now, look at this. We've got dominion over the fish of the sea. Dominion, authority. We have dominion over the fish of the sea. Look at that. Over the fowl of the air. We got dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air, the birds that are up there in the air. We have dominion over them and over the cattle and over all the earth. Look at the authority God has given us that we don't even use. Sometimes I wonder if we go outside and speak to those birds, would they obey? We got dominion over them. Now, of course, we can't just speak anything. We got to speak God's word. That's the only thing that's not going to return void. And what is his word? His scriptures. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth. And over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Okay? So now let's keep going. God, verse 27. So God created man. I want you to underline that. God created man. God created man in his own image. In his own image, circle that. And now I want you to double underline this. In the image of God created he, him. Look at that. In the image of God created he, him. Explain that to you. Male and female created he, them. Look at that. For years that puzzled me. I was like, what does that mean, Lord? What exactly does that mean? I understand you say you created us in your image. And I get the part that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. And if we're in your image, then it would make sense that we have some sense of some sort of three parts or Trinity of our own because we're made in your image and your likeness. But what I don't get is this doesn't make sense. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. But that puzzled me for years. And I prayed about it. It took years for me to get it. One day I was reading and the Holy Spirit just dropped it in my spirit. I prayed about it. I said, Lord, I don't understand that. And I'm going to explain it to you in a second. See, remember when I said earlier that man is not male? Man is the species. Male and female is the sex. That's what he's saying here. So God created man, human, mankind, the species man, created man, just like he would create a bear, a tiger, whatever. Okay, he would call it bear. He would call it tiger, whatever. But God created man. So God, I'm using that as an example. I'm not saying anything about a bear or a tiger. I'm just using that as an example. So God created man. He created the species man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Look at that. Created he him. Male and female created he them. So what he's saying is, I created this species, and this species can have two sexes. It can be a man, it can be a male, or it can be a female. It can be a male, or it can be a female. This species, man, can be a male or a female. That's what he's saying. So a lot of you might be saying, okay, I understand what you're saying, but what about the term woman? I'm gonna explain that to you, too. But that was the first question I had. And that's a great question for those of you who are asking yourself now. We're going to get to that. So he created man, right? In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So he created the species man, which is male and female. That's the sex of that species. That's the thing that's going on now with people in the earth who are kind of somewhat confused about what they are. God created man, but God created the sex of man could be male or the sex of man could be female. Man being mankind or human, the species man. Keep reading verse 28. And God blessed them. He blessed them. Look at that. He blessed them. He didn't say he blessed him. He blessed them. Keep reading. And God blessed them and said unto them, God blessed them, he blessed them, man, male and female, and God said unto them, watch what he's going to say. Same thing he said to the animals, right? Be fruitful and multiply, but here's something different. He said be fruitful and multiply, verse 22 to the animals up there. But look what he says to man, replenish the earth. Replenish the earth. I thought that was an interesting word, replenish the earth. As if the earth had been plenished before, now we got to replenish. That's a whole other study that out. I just saw that. Replenish the earth and subdue it. Subdue the earth. And have dominion. Here it is again. Remember he gave us dominion? Look at verse 26. The same thing he said in verse 26. He's going to say again. Have dominion over the fish of the sea. Did he not say that in verse 26? Have dominion over the fish of the sea? And we're in verse 28. And over the fowl of the air, same thing he said in verse 26, and over the every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So now we're understanding what authority and dominion that we have. We have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you, God said, behold, verse 29, I have given you every herb-bearing seed. God said, I gave you every herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth. Look at that. The herbs are all over the earth. What do y'all think we get our medicine from? And every tree, look at that, in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. In the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. So that's the apples, apple trees, the orange trees. Remember, the fruit has a seed in itself. So God says, I've given you herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. To you it shall be for meat. Isn't that interesting? Now we're getting into things that we should eat and what things we should not eat. God is very specific about that in the scriptures too. And we're going to go through that as we proceed through Genesis today. And to every beast of the earth and to every fowl of the air, verse 30, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. Wherein there is life. Circle that. Wherein there is, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. Every green herb for meat, and it was so. Every green herb for meat, and it was so. Every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. Now, what is he saying there? He's talking about food, food for the animals. Let's read it again. And to every beast of the earth, and every fowl of the air. Okay, the beast of the earth would be the cattle, the cows, the lions, the tigers, the bears, whatever, all the beasts of the earth. And to every fowl of the air, that's the birds, all the different types of birds, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, those are the ants, the insects, the snakes, all the things that creep upon the earth, wherein there is life. I thought that was interesting. Wherein there is life. Wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. So God said, I've given them green herbs to eat. I've given them green herbs to eat. Look at that. I've given them green herbs to eat. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So you notice God said, everything that he made, he said it was very good. Everything that he made was very good. It was very good. And we're going to keep going, and then I'm going to end pretty soon. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. So the heavens, S, heavens, not heaven, heavens. The heavens and the earth were finished. Look at that. The heavens and the earth were finished. God then filled them up. Look at that. He filled them up with animals. He filled them up with plants. He filled them up with man, human. And now he says it's all good. He divided the light from the darkness. He put the moon, the stars, the sun, all in the firmament. He did all this in creation, and he said it was good. And it was finished. Look at that. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, praise God, on the seventh day, God ended his work. On the seventh day, God ended his work. On the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. So God rests on the seventh day. On the seventh day, God ended his work. Isn't that interesting? God called that work. God called it work. Now, if God works, then we should work. Now, the scripture in the Bible says, if a man don't work, he should not eat. God works. God worked. God ended his work. Notice he only worked 6 days. On the seventh day, he rested. On the seventh day, he rested. And that's what we should do. We should follow the pattern of God because we're made in the image of God. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, you can circle that, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day. You can circle that. He rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And he rested from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. Now, we know before when God blessed, he said something. They didn't tell us what he said here. It just said, and God blessed and sanctified it. which means he separated that particular day from all the other days. He blessed it and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which God created and made. So look at that. So see, that seventh day is a special day. It's separate from all the other days. He didn't make or create anything on that seventh day. He rested. He rested. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to rest on that seventh day. And that seventh day, or what we would call term the Sabbath day. And I know a lot of people are, even now to this day, a little confused whether the seventh day is Sunday or Saturday. And I've come to the revelation that I believe it is Saturday, even though I know a lot of times we worship on Sunday. But based on what I've studied so far in the scriptures, I'm coming more and more to believe that that seventh day or that Sabbath day was a Saturday. But Saturday or Sunday, God rested on the seventh day. And he sanctified it, because that in it, he had rested from all his work which God had created and made. And then it says, these are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the heavens and the earth. And I'm going to go all the way down to verse 10, then we're going to finish because I want to show you this. Verse 4, these are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens and every plant of the field before it was in the earth and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. The Lord God had not caused it to rain. Look at that. He had not caused it to rain. So God can cause it to rain. And there was not a man, a human species, to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. Look at that. Now, I'm about to show you all something that it blessed me. Wait, wait a minute now, God. So you didn't cause it to rain, but there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground? So what do you mean by that, Lord? The Holy Spirit said, when you get up in the morning, and you walk outside, even though it didn't rain, the grass is wet. We call that the morning dew. The grass is wet. So God watered the whole earth without it raining. Look at that. From a mist. From a mist. But there went up a mist from the earth. That mist went up from the earth. Now, I don't know the science behind that. I need to study it to see where this mist scientifically comes from, but I'm pretty sure it's coming from the earth. They have to have a scientific explanation to it. But I promise you that scientific explanation is going to line up with the Word of God, because science confirms God. But it's all in the Word of God. It's right here in this book. They're only discovering what God has already created. And it becomes this, oh, we figured out how morning dew works. Well, I can tell you how it works. God does it right here in verse 6. There went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. That's exactly what it does almost every day. And the Lord God formed man. Now we're going to jump back to this, and this is what I want you to see. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. So that means man is coming from the dust of the ground, and we know that dry land is earth. So man was formed from that dry land, just like a lot of things came from the earth. Man is coming from the earth. See, when a person dies, they got to go back to the material they were created from. But their spirit and their soul is going to go based on the decision they made while they was in that body on the earth. That's the three parts of man. Man is a spirit. He lives in a body. He possesses a soul. And I'm going to explain that next time, but that's our Trinity. We are spiritual beings living in a human body. We're not human beings living in a spiritual body. We're spiritual beings. The real us is the spirit man on the inside of us. And I know that's hard to receive, but that's our Trinity. Man is a spirit. He lives in a body. He possesses a soul. Spirit, soul, and body. That's our Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. That's his Trinity. We're made in the image and in the likeness of God. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils. The word breath comes from a word, a Greek word, pneuma, E-N-U-M-A, which is also the root word of pneumonia. When a person gets pneumonia, it affects their lungs, right? So pneuma, what he's saying is, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. So imagine, get an imagination. God takes this dirt, and he's, think about it like it was Plato, and he's forming this man from the dust of the ground. So he's got this body of this being, this man. And then it says, and breathe into his nostrils. So he made his nose, his mouth, his eyes. He made all this stuff in like this little Plato man. And it's just standing there because it doesn't have any life in it. And God blows, God takes his mouth and blows into the nose, into the nostrils of that man. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. So God poured life in him, and man became a living soul. There it is right there, spirit, soul, and body. Body from the dust of the earth, right? That form that God made. Spirit, God blew the breath into man that gave him life, right? Breath, spirit, pneuma. There's another term for spirit, too. I can't think of it. But God blew that breath into his nostrils, and then man became a living soul. So when the spirit of, when the, that breath of God met the body of man, then he became aware, and he's like, I'm alive. Man became a living soul. And we call him a living soul, spirit, soul, and body. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Look at that. Now remember, Adam, the first man, Adam wasn't born like we were. He was formed. He wasn't born. He was formed. Get that in your spirit. Adam wasn't born. He didn't come through a woman's womb to get on this planet. He was formed from the dust of the ground of this planet. So, but Adam was very special. A garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Now, I want you all to see something here. This is something you didn't catch. Verse 7 and 8. And the Lord God formed what? Man. He didn't say male. He didn't say female. He said man. Look at that. Remember, man is the species. Male and female is the sex of the man. See, this is how wise God, how smart, how awesome God is. And the Lord God formed man. Circle that word man. Of the dust of the ground and breathe into his nostrils the breath of life. Right? Breathe into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. He didn't say male. He said man. All right? Man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. The man whom he had formed. Talking about God. God had formed this man. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, and the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So we're talking two trees here. The tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. These two trees are going to be crucial in the destiny of man. Crucial. And a river went out of Eden to the water of the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. And it just goes on and talk about that. There was a verse I wanted you all to see And I'm going to go ahead and jump ahead to that because it's talking about the Garden of Eden. It's going down and down. I want you all right quick to jump down to verse 20, chapter 2, verse 20. The God has done all these things, and it's talking about the Garden of Eden. And I really don't want you all to miss this, so I'm gonna jump around from 10 all the way down to 21, then we'll stop. He's talking about this river went out of Eden to water the garden. From the end it was parted, and it became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison, that which surrounds, compass, surrounds the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. Look at that. There's gold. So if people wanted to find gold today, they need to figure out where Pison and Havilah is. That's where the gold is at, because God told you right there, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There is bdellium and onyx stone. He's telling you about some elements that are there. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same as that surrounds, that word compass means to surround. Gihon surrounds the whole land of Ethiopia. Look at that. We know the country of Ethiopia today. So there's a river that surrounds Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel, that which goes toward the east of Assyria. Fourth river is Euphrates. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou may freely eat. Now remember, we're talking two trees that he pointed out, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in verse 9 and the tree of life. Those were the two trees I wanted you to circle. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you can eat, freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's the tree right there. God said, you shall not eat. Thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Thou shalt surely die. Now, a lot of people read that to say, God didn't say that on that day you eat it, you're going to die that day. He said, when you eat it, you're eventually going to die. You see how easy we can miss it if we don't slow down? For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. He didn't say on the day you eat it, you're going to die. He said in the day. See how a word can change the whole meaning of something? And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. And this is the part I want you to see. I will make him a helpmeet for him. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called them, every living creature, that was the name thereof, which means Adam named all these animals that we see today. And Adam gave names to all the cattle and the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helpmeet for him. And watch this. And the Lord God, verse 21, caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh thereof. He took one of his ribs. Do you all not know, even today in our anatomy, a man has one less rib than a woman? You want to prove God? Look at your anatomy. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. And remember earlier I told you, some of you all had the question, well, wait a minute now, what about a woman and a man? That word W-O, woe, means out of. So when you say woe man, you're saying out of man, which means she came out of man. She came out of man. Look at that. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother, shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be called one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. We're going to stop there. But remember, Adam was made from the dust of the earth, but Eve was made out of Adam's rib, so she came out of man. And I want you all to stop right there. I want you all to remember that, because when we pick up next time in chapter 3, I'm going to show you what I'm telling you is that the man species has male and female as the sex. So if you think about it, the man and the male and the female came out of that first man, which is Adam, side of it. and the female side of it. And the female side of them came out of man. And we call that female side woe man, or we call it female. Now look at that. Woe, out of man, fee, out of male. You see it? There's a parallel there. Woe man and female. Those are the sex, that's the sex of the man, of the human, of the species of man. Species of man can be male and female, and the species of man can be male and female. And it gets a little confusing when I say woe man, but woe means out of man. That's a part of how God made or created the woman. Praise God. Well, thank you all today. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for the knowledge and the revelation knowledge. And for those of you who had a problem with understanding this, I would encourage you to go back and listen to this tape, because if you slow it down and you get your Bible and you open it up, you will see that the truth that the Holy Spirit is teaching through me to you, and also teaching me, because it's not me, it's all the Spirit of God, you will find that the Word of God is truth, and you'll see the wisdom of God and the awesomeness of God in it. For those of you who had a problem with it and you have not given your life to Christ, this may be foreign to you. It may sound kind of weird, kind of strange. God wants you to understand him now. God wants you to know him. And God wants you to accept his son, Jesus Christ. Because after you accept his son, Jesus Christ, until you do that, you can't even understand or discern anything that I'm saying here. You won't begin to understand it unless the Spirit of God is in you. And the Spirit of God comes in you when the Holy Spirit will come in you after you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have to get born again. So those of you who would like to be born again, just pray this prayer with me right now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, save me. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. And I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. Save me, Lord. I want to understand you. I want to know you. I want to understand this word. Change my life. I thank you for that, Father, right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord tonight. God bless you. God bless you tonight. God bless you, Minister Craig. God bless you on tonight. We thank God tonight for this teaching on tonight. Glory to God, taking us back to the beginning, taking us back to the beginning, taking us back to the very foundation that we can understand, amen, that we can understand what God did, what God said, just the expression of what God did in the beginning, in the creation. Amen. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful on tonight. And we just give God thanks. We give God praise. Lord God, as we slow down, and I think you said on the last time, I believe last week when you, before last when you were here,
yes,
you were saying how we had, yes, to slow down and read the scriptures, just, and this is what we're doing. We are literally dissecting,
yes,
the scripture to, yes, get God, the meat out of what God did, because even as we went and we began to say, and God said, and God created, and God saw, those are all expressions of what,
yeah,
God did in the beginning, and just shows us how, people of God, that this God that created in the beginning, yet now he's now inside of us, because the scripture,
yeah,
declares that we're created in the image and the likeness of God. So now here,
yeah,
we are, people of God, and the works that he did, the things that he did, the scripture says greater works. So it's showing us glory be to God, the parallel of God in us, in that, you know, he is the God of the universe, but this power now rests within us because we are created in the image and likeness of God. So, we give God thanks and we give him praise on tonight for this word. I thank God for, man of God, just the way you dissect it. You go in, you dissect it, and cause us to look at it, cause us to really look into the scriptures. And we just thank God on tonight. As the man of God has already said, people of God, if you find that, amen, you're not able to, there was something that you think you missed, that you want to go back and say, well, did he say, let me rewind this. Let me go back to this again. So if that be the case, people of God, you can get a copy of tonight's broadcast. We will actually send it directly to you, to your phone, so that you can go back and listen to it, and that as well you can send it to a couple of people so that someone else can be blessed. Also, don't forget, you can go out to our Facebook pages, Prayer News Network Facebook page, as well as the new ReArc Prayer Group 52.
Praise God. Praise God.
You can go
I agree
there.
With that, sister.
I
was just going to say the Word of God says that, you know, and I strongly encourage you to go back and listen to it, because God's Word says to study to show yourself approved. A workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. God wants you to know truth. God wants you to know truth. And the whole idea behind beginning in Genesis by the Spirit of the Lord wants you all to understand that this is real. You can look out in the sky and see the sun, the moon, and the stars. You can see the firmament. You can see the heaven. God wants you to know that this is very real. He is very real. Jesus died on the cross for your sins is very real. This is taking the scriptures and bringing them into reality, you know, applying them to your life and observing all around you God's creation. Praise God.
Absolutely, man of God. And I like I said, I thank God for the word. And even as from your teachings, that's one thing that I'm really beginning to look at, like you said, just really slow it down to savor, to really savor, to chew on, to taste, and to see. And just looking at the word, into the word, not just looking at the word, but looking into the word.
Yes.
And so we just bless God tonight. Amen. For that. That's that applied word. Amen. Yes.
Amen.
So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. People of God, do again get a copy. Get a copy. On tonight, you can simply text 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Or you can text 678-608-7234. For our international listeners, you can simply text us as well via WhatsApp. And that number is 678-608-7234. For those of you who do not have Facebook, you can also access this broadcast via the internet. Go out and Google Prayer News Network. Simply go out and Google Prayer News Network. For those who do not have Facebook, you can certainly go out there on the web and get your copy as well. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight again for the word. We thank God for the messenger on tonight. And man of God, we just want to say a word of prayer over your life as always, over our speakers, We want to cover you. We want to appreciate you. Amen. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise now on tonight. We're thanking you for your word. Father, we thank you for your messenger on tonight. We're thanking you for your prepared word that is, oh God, come out of your mouth, oh God, into the hearts of your people. For this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We bless you tonight. Father, we're asking, oh God, that let not one word fall to the ground. Glory to God, but help us to hide this word in our heart that we might not sin against you. In the precious name of Jesus, breathe upon the word, Father. Breathe upon your messenger tonight. Breathe upon him, glory to God, even glory to God now. We're asking that you would breathe upon him. We're asking that you would meet his every need. We're asking, oh God, that you would look upon the altar of his heart in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you now for your choice anointing. Glory to God. We're thanking you now, oh God. Glory to God for your anointing. Glory. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're thanking you tonight for causing your face to rest upon your servant tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks. We glorify you. We're thanking you on tonight, Father, for your servant. We're asking that you will bless his ministry even the more in thy precious name, oh God. Bless his family. Bless everything that concerns him. Father, bless his going out, his coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. We're thanking you on tonight for open doors, for open hearts. Glory to God for this word on tonight and the word that shall come in the days ahead. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We glorify you now. We're thanking you for meeting his every need, his every desire. We're thanking you for doing it now, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, we forbid backlash of the enemy. We declare, we decree there shall be no retaliation. Cover him in your shed blood. Cover him and he shall be covered. And for this, we give you thanks. For this we do give you praise in thy precious name, Jesus. In every heart tonight, glory to God, say amen, amen. Glory to God. Amen. We thank you. We thank you again, man of God. We thank you. Thank you for availing yourself in the service of the Lord. We bless you tonight, amen. Double blessing unto you on tonight. Glory be to God. And at this time, amen, Jesus, we're going to turn the platform back over to you, man of God, for other remarks and for the dismissal of the line. God bless you again tonight in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Praise you, Lord God. And Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to understand your creation, understand how awesome you are and how you can just make and create something out of nothing. For those of you all out there tonight who need a creative miracle, I'm believing God will create a miracle for you and create a miracle in your life. All you have to do is trust him. Accept his son, Jesus Christ, first and foremost, as your Lord and Savior. God is in the business of creating something out of nothing. God can take a mess and make a masterpiece out of it. He's the all-powerful, all-knowing, all-loving, everlasting God. He was, he is, and he is to come. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. If there's one thing you can trust his word. He will never, ever go back on his word. And he loves you unconditionally. He loves you right where you're at. It's not about what you've done or what you haven't done. It's all about his son, Jesus. It's all about accepting his son as your Lord and Savior, accepting him in your life, and allowing him to be Lord and master over you and to lead and guide you and direct your steps and your decisions and everything you make and every step you take. I pray that the words of your mouth and the meditation of your hearts will be acceptable in God's sight because he is your strength and your redeemer. And Heavenly Father, we give you praise and honor and glory. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, for this day. That make this be the day of the beginning of the rest of some of the people who have heard this message life. Lord, bless them, keep them, shower them with your blessing. Show them the reality that you are real. Show them, Lord God, that this word is real. Let them know and understand and see that you are real and this word is real, Lord God. So many people just don't believe and understand that this is just words in a book, but they need to know you. Father, they need to know you. They need to experience you, Lord God. They need to experience you, Lord God. Send forth laborers into your harvest to minister to those, Lord God, who don't know you. And Father, I pray that you will continue to make yourself known throughout the earth in everything and in every way you do. I give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Thank you, Father. I lift up the PNN Network. I lift up Prayer News Network, Lord God. I thank you for a revelation of prayer that you are giving them even more into the depths of prayer, that they will begin to show others the importance of prayer and understand, Lord God, that you and you alone know exactly what you're doing with this network. Father, I pray that every resource, Lord God, will be provided to them. Where there's vision, there is provision. And Father, I thank you for the provision that you've made for this network to continue moving forward. I bind any evil satanic or demonic force that tries to come against this network, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I loose and release the angels of God to go forth before us and provide protection, salvation, safety, deliverance, and soundness, giving all praise and glory and honor to you. Bless your people, Lord God. And Father, for everyone who heard this message tonight, I pray, Lord God, that you will show yourself strong in their life in the upcoming days and weeks. And they will know and see and hear and understand that Jesus Christ is Lord. I give you all the praise and glory and honor, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen again tonight. Amen. We thank you, people of God, for joining us on tonight. We thank you, thank you, thank you. We want to invite you back on tomorrow night. Glory to God, we're here every night at 9 o'clock. So come back, amen, come back and be with us. God bless you tonight. Again, we thank God for you. And that does conclude tonight's broadcast. Blessings to each and every one of you. In Jesus' name,
Jesus,
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.